we interrupt your regularly scheduled programming to bring you the following presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Biloxi Shuckers and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Biloxi Shuckers. Shuckers Baseball is on the air. It's time to get set for the action on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is brought to you by Coca-Cola, the official soft drink of the Shuckers, Kaneka Sausage, Pafford EMS, Lasard Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network, Qdoba Mexican Eats, Renova Roofing, Glass Doctor of the Gulf Coast, The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, and Ground Zero Blues Club Biloxi, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers. Time to get set for the action. The Biloxi Shuckers pregame show starts now.
Welcome inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show, and welcome to Friday Night Baseball in the Mississippi Gulf Coast. Shuckers enter today at 8-4 on the season. They've won six in a row and trying to go for their first series win in a six-game set of the season as they take on the Chattanooga Lookouts, who enter today losers of three straight, and they come into today with a 3-8 record. Jacob White alongside you. Thanks so much for spending your Friday night with us. Lot to get to before first pitch at 6:35. Shuckers yesterday got a 4-0 win, four runs on seven hits, including a massive two-run home run by Ernesto Martinez Jr. That went 447 feet. Shuckers got the 4-0 win. Bradley Blaylock, six shutout innings. He's gone 17 straight shutouts to start his season, while Sam Gardner and Justin King, two perfect innings for Gardner, a perfect ninth for Justin King, finished out a 4-0 Shuckers win with seven strikeouts between the two pitchers. Gardner also struck out five in a row. But the biggest news for the Biloxi Shuckers, Eduardo Garcia yesterday was hit on the hand. He is not in the lineup today. The thinking is right now, Eric Brown Jr., as we talk, we'll talk with manager Joe Arolt in just a moment. Eric Brown Jr., Wes Clark, both not available for tonight's game, which means that Derry Miller is the only guy on the bench tonight for the second straight game. Yesterday, he was forced in action, and the Shuckers had to move everything around, including playing Ernesto Martinez Jr. in center field. But they get some reinforcements today. Justin Dearden, left-handed bat and an outfielder who was signed by the Brewers organization after being released by the Astros early in spring training. He was signed on Tuesday by the Brewers, and he makes his Brewers organizational debut tonight in the DH spot. We get updates on Wes Clark, Eric Brown Jr., and Eduardo Garcia from manager Joe Arolt next, as well as a little bit of a peek under the hood of what to expect from Justin Dearden, who's set to bat in the cleanup spot tonight. Comes your way next. First pitch, 6:35 on the Shuckers Radio Network. Named one of Mississippi's must-see music venues by Rolling Stone, the Ground Zero Blues Club in Biloxi is your destination for food, music, events, and more. Located minutes from the ballpark at 814 Howard Avenue in Biloxi, hit a home run at the Ground Zero Blues Club. For more information and upcoming acts, visit groundzerobiloxi.com or call 228-910-6600. Ground Zero Blues Club, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey y'all, this is David Blackwell with the Biloxi Shuckers. And on July 3rd, 2023, we announced the Heart of a Shucker Community Fund, which is a charitable initiative that allows for the Biloxi Shuckers to make meaningful contributions to enhance the Gulf Coast community that our team calls home. Throughout the 2024 season, the Shuckers will support and honor military organizations from across the coast prior to each Saturday home game. For more information to see previous recipients, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hi, this is Hunter Reed, General Manager. Head to the beach for four nights in 2024 as the Biloxi Shuckers transform into the Biloxi Beach Chickens. Named after the fun-loving seagulls that claim the coast beaches as home, the Biloxi Beach Chickens are ready to take flight. Reserve your tickets to paradise for May 25th, June 27th, August 3rd, and August 27th at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey Shuckers fans, this is Javik Blake, voice here of Biloxi Shuckers, here to remind you that Broussard's Barbershop is located minutes away from the ballpark in downtown Biloxi, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network, and the barber of choice for Shuckers players. Schedule an X-Cut today at 228-697-3180. Go where the pros go with Broussard's Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Shuckers pregame show gets set for Friday Night Baseball between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Chattanooga Lookouts. Time for today's pregame interview. And as always on Fridays, we are joined by the manager, Joe Arolt. Joe, thanks much for joining us.
Hey, glad to be here.
Your boys have been playing real well lately. Six in a row. Pitching staff's been great. And the hitting side of things has gone through a couple of changes, but they've played real well as two.
Yeah, pitching's been outstanding. Starting and relieving. Got a great group of guys. The position players hit by the injury bug there a little bit, and just trying to get by right now.
How impressive has this pitching staff been? It's off to one of the best starts in minor league baseball in the past 20 years, and it seems like every time a guy goes out, it doesn't matter who it is, they're going to go and do well.
Yeah, we knew coming in we got a really good pitching staff, and then you combine that with Will Shearholtz and Paul Moeller working with those guys. They give them the scouting reports, guy and the pitchers have been going out with plus stuff and executing the plan.
Bradley Blaylock went yesterday. Tyler Wasner goes tonight. What is it like to have those two guys right in the middle of your rotation back to back?
I love it. I mean, our whole starting rotation is really good. I mean, managed both Blaylock and pretty much all these guys last year except for Shook in the starting rotation. But it's always great putting their name in the lineup and watching them go to work.
For those guys who have had their first taste of AA, Wasner, Blaylock, Peterson, how impressive has that growth been from when you managed them last year in Wisconsin to now seeing them and a guy like Blaylock throw 17 shutout innings to start his AA career?
Yeah, they all finished the last season well, and then coming into camp, they all impressed in spring training. So coming in, we had some high expectations, and they're meeting it.
Speaking on the hitting side, how proud are you of this team last night? Eduardo Garcia goes out of the game early. You had nobody left on the bench. Ernesto Martinez Jr. is playing center field. Andy Yerzy was playing first. Noah Campbell was back in on the dirt. They looked really well defensively, and they got the win.
Yeah, it was a wild one, to say the least. But going into a game, knowing what I have, knew that Miller was our only bench guy. Ernesto Martinez played center field for me in Carolina for a few games. But that was the pick. I mean, he's an exciting player. I mean, he gets after it. It was great to see him catch a couple balls out there. And Noah Campbell, he was on base actually when it happened. So when he came in, he actually played for me in Carolina as well, and played all nine positions of the game. So I knew wherever I put him, he was going to be fine. I said, "Hey, where are you more comfortable, third or second?" He said second. So got the job done. And Yerzy played some first base last year, so it was an easy fit there.
Ernesto Martinez Jr. had not played in the outfield since, for you, in 2021. He made four starts. How did he end up in the outfield in the first place? Because it was only a little blip in his career.
Well, it was one of those things. But I was out in the outfield and just out there, you know, watching him shag, and the guy can move. I mean, nicknamed himself the Flash. I mean, I think we've talked about that. So he's got some speed, and he's got a good arm. So it was one of those things. Hey, you know, if this guy, you know, a lot, just to show versatility back then, it was like, you know, if he can play the outfield and play some first base, if the guy's hitting, you know, you go to the higher levels, it's just having extra versatility. But he had two plays, made them both, caught them both.
On this team, you have a lot of guys who are very versatile. We've talked about this a lot this year, that you have guys that can play in the dirt, guys that can play in the outfield. How important is that, not just to start the year, but now when you're in a situation where, hey, if you're able to play and you're able to play a position, you're going to be in the lineup?
It's very important. And at the higher levels, I mean, you know, when they get up to AAA and the big leagues, I mean, we want to make sure they're able to play all these positions. So the first time they're, you know, we've seen it where a guy goes out there, hey, they're in the big leagues playing a position for the first time. So I think having that versatility, you know, is good for them as a player to up their value. And for me as a manager, it makes my job a lot easier just firing them out there, being confident.
Wes Clark has not played yet this week. Eric Brown Jr. left with an injury a couple of days ago. How are both of them doing?
They're getting there. Got better news on Wes. Hopefully we get him back sooner. And then waiting on Brown. Hopefully he's okay and out a limited time. But it stinks to have those guys out of the lineup.
Brand new guy to the organization today and to the Shuckers as of about an hour and a half ago as of VP time. Justin Dearden joining the organization, a guy that you managed against when he was in Fayetteville in the Astros system. What's it like having him now in this clubhouse?
I'm looking forward to seeing him. The last time I saw him was in Fayetteville. And had a legendary beard, so I'm still hoping he has that beard. He'll be on the all-beard team there with Carlson and the crew. So, he's got some power in the bat, good hitter, got some speed. and really looking forward to having him. 10 home runs in AAA last year, so we got another banger in the lineup.
Well, how important is that to have that in the middle of the lineup when everybody's healthy? You can pair him and Wes Clark and Ernesto Martinez Jr., all three guys who hit the ball exceptionally hard, and as we saw yesterday from Ernesto, hit it pretty far too.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of Ernesto, is when he makes contact, it's unbelievable. I mean, the exit velos, and, you know, we've talked about this in a previous interview, but a very exciting player to watch. And to add a guy like Dearden, it's going to be fun to watch and get him going.
Well, and six in a row is always a lot of fun, too, right?
Always.
Joe, thanks so much.
Hey, glad to be here.
This has been today's pregame interview. Shuckers and Lookouts at 6:30.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvett Street in Biloxi.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We're getting set for a 6:35 first pitch between the Biloxi Shuckers at 8-4 and the 3-8 Chattanooga Lookouts. Javik Blake back with you. And time to take a look at tonight's starting pitching matchup. It is a Tyler Wasner start day. One of the most fun guys to watch in the early going throughout the Brewers system. He has been nothing short of excellent through two starts. Stands in at 6'4", 220 pounds, just 24 years old. So far this year, he's thrown 10 innings, allowed one whole run, walked one, struck out 15, including tying his career high with 8 over 6 shutout innings. A couple Sundays ago in the opening series against Montgomery, last time out, 7 strikeouts, just one walk, allowed a run in 4 innings, and gave up 6 hits in a 6-1 Shuckers win. On the other side of things is the righty Julian Aguiar, 1-1 with an ERA of an even 2 in 2 starts this year. He's allowed 2 earned runs in 9 innings. Both of them came in his opening start at Birmingham during the opening series. He's walked just 1 and struck out 8. He peppers in 5 different pitches, sinker, slider, changeup, curveball, and a 4-seam fastball. Opponents hitting 167 against him this year. Time to take a look at tonight's starting lineups built by Ronova Roofing. First for the Chattanooga Lookouts and manager Jose Moreno. Jose Torres is back in the leadoff spot, was not in last night's lineup. Tyler Callahan bats in the 2 spot. Anthony Alford bats third. Austin Callahan is in the 4 spot. Justice Thompson behind him. Then it's Austin Hendrick, Miguel Hernandez, Jack Rogers, and Eric Yang to round out the order. On the other side of things for the Shuckers, their lineup also built by Renova Roofing and signed by manager Joe Averill. Carlos Rodriguez is in the leadoff spot. Ethan Murray bats in the 2 hole. Ernesto Martinez Jr., after a home run last night, is in the 3 spot. And brand new Shucker Justin Dearden was a Shucker and came here. He landed at Gulfport Airport. about an hour and a half ago, sent to go for first pitch. He's making his organizational debut, was meeting guys on the right field line pregame, and he slots into the cleanout spot for his season debut and his organizational debut in the Brewers system. Spent all of last year in the Astros AAA affiliate in Sugar Land, Texas. Noah Campbell's behind him. Then it's Freddy Zamora, Xavier Warren, Andy Yerzy, and Lamar Sparks to round out the order. Shuckers have won six in a row, 8-4 on the season, best record in the Southern League, and one of the longest active win streaks in minor league baseball. Tyler Wasner's out of the dugout. We'll take a break. This has been the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. Tyler Wasner, 15 strikeouts this year and just one run allowed, gets the ball for Biloxi when we come back on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Bring the family to the ballpark for Fun Day Sunday at every Shuckers Sunday home game. Kid-friendly events will be available, including pregame autographs, kids run the bases, and a catch on the field after the game. Fans can save over 35% with a Fun Day Sunday package that includes a reserve-level seat and a meal voucher. Reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey, Shuckers fans, it's your broadcaster, Javik Blake, here to remind you, as the birthplace of Mardi Gras celebrations in Mississippi, the city of Biloxi and the coast have a special place in the holiday's history. For the 2024 season, the Shuckers will take inspiration from the festivities and rebrand as the Biloxi King Kinks on May 11th, June 15th, June 30th, and August 30th. Get your tickets today and join in on the celebration at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Churio swings and hammers this one to right. Conine goes back, looks up, and it's gone! Jackson Churio, first double-A home run, and it's 4-0 Biloxi. The Middlebury dives, grabs it at short, gets to his feet, fires the first in time. Blood Black slides into second, and there's 40 stolen bases in 2023.
This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCN.
Set round for the throw home and a hop to Clark, the tag, got him! Oh, what a throw from Sparks!
Your home for the AA affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers all season long.
Williams swings and misses! The playoff hopes stay alive for another day! It's a 9-2 Shuckers winner!
Time to head out to the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth with the voice of the Shuckers, Javik Blake.
M&M's bumping on the speakers, and Tyler Wasner set to make his third start of the season as the Biloxi Shuckers off to one of the best pitching starts in recent history across minor league baseball. Enter today winners of six straight and an 8-4 record against the 3-8 Chattanooga Lookouts. Javik Blake alongside you on a gorgeous night for baseball. Sky's a little bit of cloud cover, and that's it. Feels like summer here in Biloxi. And the righty Tyler Wasner set to face off against the Lookouts lineup. Jose Torres is in the leadoff spot. Tyler Callahan bats in the two-hole. Anthony Alford's behind him. Then it's Austin Callahan, Justice Thompson, Austin Hendrick, Miguel Hernandez, Jack Rogers, and Eric Yang to round things out. Wasner, 6'4", 220 pounds, a native of Phoenix, Arizona. Set to go on a Friday night against the righty Jose Torres. Wasner's ready to go. Torres is ready to go, and we're ready to go. At 6:34, pitch one, fouled off. And the count goes 0-1. First pitch time a minute early on a Friday, 6:34 p.m. Central Time. 78 degrees and clear. little bit of cloud cover, nothing too crazy. The 0-1 pitch to Torres. He shows bunt, pulls back, and it's a called strike two. Wind in from right at 7 miles an hour. First time we've seen wind coming in from right in this series. Certainly something that helps out Wasner. Torres, by the way, hitting 194 this year, the 293 OBP. The 0-2 pitch, slider hooks away. Count goes to 1-2. It's a 5-pitch offering from Wasner. Fastball, sinker, slider, changeup, and a curveball. And he uses pretty much all of them. Sinker was the dominant pitch in his last start at the M Braves last week. The 1-2 delivery, Torres takes away. Slider just barely off the outside corner. Count evens 2-2. Wasner works first base side of the rubber. Rocking the white Nike cleats, kicks and fires. Chopped back up the middle. Zamora ranges over, slides, and it's under his mitt into center for a base hit. Zamora had a long way to go to try and grab it. Torres snaps a two-game hitless streak. Brings up the lefty, Tyler Callahan. Time to set the defense for Biloxi. Noah Campbell's in left. Carlos Rodriguez is in center. Lamar Sparks commands right. Third to first around the infield, Xavier Warren, Ethan Murray, Freddie Zamora, and Ernesto Martinez Jr. with Andy Yerzy behind the plate. Callahan in from the left side. Murray, the shortstop, shifts over. Pitch home, runner goes. Wave and a miss, throw to second. The tag, not in time. Torres has the stolen base. For Torres, that's his second stolen base of the year. Just the ninth stolen base on the year for Chattanooga. The pitch home is a called strike outside corner, and the count goes to 0-2. Chattanooga entered today as the only team in the Southern League with single-digit stolen bases. One away from becoming the final team to reach that mark. Right now, no balls and two strikes against the lefty Tyler Callahan. Wasner comes home. Callahan waves and misses. A slow curve at 83. Now one away for the righty, Anthony Alford. Make it 16 strikeouts at 10 and a third innings this year for Wasner. Just a dominant force. And now faces a former big leaguer in the right-handed hitting Anthony Alford. Hit 217 this year. Torres off second. One out, scoreless in the top of the first. The pitch home. Alford swings and hits it by Murray. It's short and into left center for a base hit. Campbell races after it. Rodriguez picks it up in the alleyway. Alford chucks for a second. The throw, the tag, not in time. Torres comes home. And three batters in. It's a 1-0 Chattanooga lead. Alford picks up his second RBI of the series and his second of the year. That was scorched off the bat, 105 miles an hour. And the lefty Austin Callahan steps in. It's the third time in the first four games of this series that Chattanooga scored first. Shuckers have won each of the first three in this series. Two of the three wins have been comeback wins. Callahan hitting 250 this year. Wasner delivers. Callahan takes a curveball at the top of the zone for strike one. The 0-1 pitch. Fastball just misses inside, and the count evens 1-1. Just underway in Biloxi, already 1-0 Chattanooga. They've scored early, something that hasn't happened very often against the Shinkers pitching staff. The 1-1 pitch. Callahan ropes it into right center. Rodriguez over, and it's down for a base hit. Alford gets the wave from 30, stumbles a bit, falls down. Martinez Jr. cuts it off. Alford down on the ground. He's hurt. Yerzy puts the tag on him halfway between third and home. And Alford is flat on his back, now up into his sitting position. Callahan's to second. But the more important thing right now for the Chattanooga Lookouts is Anthony Alford's health. Josh Hobson, the trainer, quickly out He rounded third quickly at the deck and immediately grabbed the back of his right leg. Hobson gets him back to his feet. And he hobbles back towards the Chattanooga dugout. Real tough thing to see from Alford, who lives in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, not too far from here. Worked his way back stateside after playing a couple of years in Korea. And just a real tough thing to see for Alford. Two away for the righty, Justice Thompson. Alford's retired 8-3-2 for the second out of the inning. It's the first outfield assist of the year for Biloxi. Unfortunately, not exactly the way you want an outfield assist to go. Two out, runner on second for the righty, Thompson. Wiesner comes home, misses up, and the count goes to 1-0. We certainly hope everything's okay. The pitch home. Lifted out towards left center. Rodriguez on the move into the alleyway, and the center fielder makes the grab. And it ends the inning. One run, two hits, no errors. I think that three hits, no errors. And one runner left on base. Right, through a half inning of play in Chattanooga. Leads it 1-0. Back after this, the Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, this is Mason Fitzpatrick, Senior Account Executive with the Biloxi Shuckers. The Cloud 7 Skybox at the ballpark offers an upscale indoor-outdoor baseball experience. Enjoy great views from the suite level of the ballpark while dining on delicious food and unlimited beverage service in an air-conditioned lounge throughout Shuckers home games. For more information to book your group outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Hey, this is Macon with the Biloxi Shuckers. Treat your youth team to an MVP experience with the Shuckers Field of Dreams package, perfect for your youth baseball and softball players. Your package includes taking the field with the Shuckers for the national anthem, a team photo, food vouchers, and recognition on the video board. For more information and to schedule your outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Welcome back to Shuckers Ballpark. Jay Blake alongside you on a Friday night. Shuckers trail it 1-0. And they're set to go up against the righty, Julian Aguiar. 6-foot-tall, 196-pound right-hander from Long Beach, California. Faces the Shuckers offense that's won six in a row. 26 runs over those six wins. And it starts off with the lefty, Carlos Rodriguez. Ethan Murray bats in the two-hole. Ernesto Martinez Jr. bats third, and Justin Dearden, brand new to the organization, bats in the four spot. The righty Aguiar steps off the rubber for a moment. There's already some defensive changes for Chattanooga. The pitch to Rodriguez. He takes away, and the count goes to 1-0. Anthony Alford went down with an injury rounding third. Pitch home. Lifted foul, third base side, and out of play. And the count evens 1-1. Alford was originally slated to be the left fielder. Out there right now is Jack Rogers. The pitch home. Rodriguez fouls it off, and the count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 pitch misses up and away, and the count goes to 2-2. Meanwhile, James Free is in at first base, so Free isn't Alford's spot in the order. Jack Rogers moves from first base to left field. Two balls, two strikes. Pitch to the lefty Rodriguez. He takes strike three inside corner, 95-mile-an-hour heater from Aguiar. And Rodriguez is down for the first out. Right-handed inning, Ethan Murray snaps in. 143 hitter this year with a 265 OBP. Checkers trail it 1-0. One out, nobody on. Now the pitch home. Misses low when the count goes to 1-0. Brady Aguiar making his third start of the season. Comes home. Lifted foul out of play on the first base side. And the count evens 1-1. The pitch home. Slider misses down in the way, and the count goes to 2-1. Aguiar is a 5-pitch guy. Sinker, slider, changeup, curveball, and a fastball. Went 5 shutout innings in his last start last Saturday. 2-1 pitch. Slider misses low and away, and the count goes to 3-1. The 3-1 pitch. Murray takes low, and he draws a walk. Checkers entered today as the leader in walks in the Southern League with 48. They pick up their 49th of the year. And the left-handed hitting Ernesto Martinez Jr. One out, one on. Last of the first inning. It's 1-0 Chattanooga. The pitch home. Martinez Jr. laces it back up the middle. It pops in and out of Torres' glove. It's short. Murray scrambles to second. Torres picks it up and fires it to Callahan at the bag. Martinez Jr. hit it too hard. It was nothing Murray could do. He had to make sure that if Torres caught it, he wouldn't be doubled up. So it goes 6-4, two away, and the lefty Justin Dearden makes his Shuckers debut and makes his Brewers organizational debut. First pitch he sees, chops foul, first base side, and the count goes 0-1. Dearden, a year ago, spent the entire season at AAA Sugarland in the Astros organization. Hit 231, 10 homers, 42 driven in, and a 314 OBP. The 0-1 pitch. Dearden waves and misses a healthy hack. 94 in the inside corner. The count goes to 0-2. Dearden's hit a wild day. Landed at about 420 Central Time at Gulfport Airport, about 20 minutes away from here. The 0-2 pitch. He fouls it back and out of play. Count stays at 0-2. He was meeting guys on the right field foul line as everybody was warming up. About as show and go as you can get. The 0-2 pitch. Dearden takes away. And the count goes to 1-2. And for some guys, it's maybe the best way to get into action. Show up, meet everybody, grab a bat, and hit fourth. There's no time to think. Check back to first. Martinez Jr. back to the bag. Took a big leap back to first. 1-2 the count with two away. Checkers trail it 1-0 in the bottom of the first. Pitch home. Dearden takes low. And the count evens 2-2. The 2-2 pitch comes home to Dearden. He fouls it back and stays alive. He's working a real good at-bat at the moment. Two balls, two strikes, two out. Aguiar comes home. Dearden tips it foul in the Yanks mitt for strike 3, 95 on the gun. That's the third out. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. We head to the second. 1-0 Chattanooga. on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives with same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi, Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
This is Rochelle with Healing Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Healing Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Healing Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville in Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville in Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
In and hitting Austin Hendricks starts things off for the Chattanooga Lookouts. From the top of the second inning, Brady Tyler Wasner fires home and it hit Hendrick right on the top of the back foot. Leadoff man gets on for the second consecutive inning. And we're off and running here in the second. Welcome back to Biloxi. Jay McBlake back with you on a Friday night. Shuckers trailed 1-0. Lookouts got their only run on an Anthony Alford RBI double back in the first. The pitch home to the righty Miguel Hernandez is lifted foul, first base side out of play. And the count evens. The count goes to no balls and one strike. Hernandez hitting 150 on the season with a 227 OBP. The 0-1 delivery, bunt shown, fouled off, back to the screen, and the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Lookouts, three hits tonight, two of them doubles, Austin Callahan, Anthony Alford. First time this year, Tyler Wasner's allowed an extra base hit. It's been a terrific start to the year for the 24-year-old, native of Phoenix, Arizona. The 0-2 pitch, Hernandez takes a curveball low and away, and the count goes to 1-2. One ball, two strike, pitch home. Roll, left side of the infield. Murray gets it at short off his back foot to second for one. First, in time, double play. Murray to Zamora to Martinez Jr. Shuckers turn their eighth double play of the year. Two away in the lefty, Jack Rogers steps in. Ethan Murray, shortstop for the Shuckers, shifts over towards up the middle. The pitch home to Rogers misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. By the way, that Shuckers double play is brought to you by the Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi. Just steps away from beaches, casinos, and the ballpark. The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi is your ideal spot. First day on the coast. Pitch home. Misses off the inside corner, and the count goes to 2-0. The 2-0 pitch to Rogers. Rolled right side of the infield. Zamora gets it at second with his momentum towards the bag. He fires to first and retires Rogers to end the inning. 1-2-3 frame from Wasner. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We're through an inning and a half, and it's 1-0 Chattanooga on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Join the Shuckers in honoring servicemen and women on Military Wednesday at the ballpark. At every Wednesday home game, all military personnel can receive a $3 discount on dugout, box, and reserve level tickets. The Shuckers will also honor military members with their special military-themed alternate jerseys. For game time, schedules, and tickets, visit the Shuckers box office and BiloxiShuckers.com.
And we're back with the action. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever?
That's right, Jim. With an irresistible taste and zero sugar, Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any sports fan. So make sure you... Wait, Jim, I didn't mean try it right now. We're still on the air.
Mmm, best Coke ever? Take a taste, Jen.
Really?
No, not right now, Jen. We got a game to call.
Brand new Shucker Shop is your destination for all Shuckers, King Cakes, and Beach Chickens merchandise. Doubling in size this past offseason, make sure to stop by for hats, apparels, novelties, and more. Visit the shop at the ballpark or visit them online at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Bottom of the second inning, back at Shuckers Ballpark in Biloxi. Javik Blake back alongside you, and the switch hitter Noah Campbell digs in from the left side against the righty Julian Aguiar. Shuckers trail it 1-0. First pitch of the inning is popped foul. Out of play on the third base side, and the count goes 2-1. Shuckers got two runners on in the first. Weren't able to move anybody to third. Pitch home, misses low. Slider at 84. The count evens 1-1. Ethan Murray drew a walk. Ernesto Martinez Jr. hit it hard, but right off Jose Torres's glove up the middle. He turned into a fielder's choice at second. Pitch home. Wave and a miss. Slider low at 84. And the count goes to 1-2. By the way, the starting defense today for Chattanooga, Jack Rogers now in left. He started at first. Justice Thompson in center. Austin Hendrick commands right. The 1-2 pitch. Campbell lifts it towards left center. Thompson, the center fielder, ranges over towards the warning track. He makes the catch. And now one away for the right-handed hitting, Freddy Zamora. One nothing. Chattanooga leads Biloxi. Bottom of the second inning. Pitch to the righty, Zamora comes home. It's a slider, and it's called strike one. Home plate umpire tonight, by the way, Denver Dangerfield. Elliot Melton is at first, and Trey Jester is the third base umpire. 0-1 pitch. Slider. About three-quarters of a swing from Zamora. Count goes to 0-2. He's inning 212 this year. Home run, and he's driven in three to 325 OBP. The 0-2 pitch. Zamora lifts a slider to third, and it's right to Hernandez. Lines out for the second out. Brings up the switch hitter, Xavier Warren. Shuckers trailing 1-0. Two out, nobody on. Julian Aguiar yet to allow a hit so far. Pitch home. Misses low. Fastball at 95. Count goes to 1-0. Warren, 2-for-17 on the season. Very back of the left-handed box. 1-0 pitch. Fouled back to the screen, and the count evens 1-1. Two out, nobody on. Ready, Aguiar. Comes home. Misses away. Count goes to 2-1. The 2-1 delivery. Warren tags it foul. Out of play on the third base side. And the count's even 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two out. The pitch home. Warren rolls it first base side. Free, the first baseman, grabs it underhand. Stagliari touches the bag, and that finishes out the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We're off to the third, and it's 1-0 Chattanooga on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Custom-built trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom-built trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom-built trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
Hey guys, this is Eric Brown Jr. Welcome to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Nine-hole hitter Eric Yang leads things off for Chattanooga. We're in the top of the third inning. Lookouts lead it 1-0. They scored their only run and an RBI double for Anthony Alford back in the first inning. Righty Tyler Wasner kicks and delivers home. Fastball misses off the inside corner at 94, and we're off and running. Shuckers rocking their Biloxi Dodgers alternate uniforms tonight. The 1-0 delivery. Yang takes low and away, and the count goes to 2-0. It's Biloxi Southern Negro League's night at the yard. Shuckers honored former Biloxi Dodgers, who existed as a team in the Southern Negro Leagues for quite some time, up until the mid-1980s. 2-0 delivery. Tipped foul in and out of Yerzy's glove behind the plate. The count goes to 2-1. Now, the Southern Negro Leagues was integrated in reverse. It allowed both black and white players for the most of the back half of the history of the league. 2-1 delivery. Chops first base side. Martinez Jr. grabs it, takes it to the bag himself, and he retires Yang for the out. A lot of great baseball history here in Biloxi. Shuckers honored the late owner of the Dodgers, Roselle Horn, his daughter Kay Horn. Roselle, the owner of the team when it started up, owned a barbershop here in Biloxi and wanted to own a baseball team. Put the Dodgers together, and they had quite the fun history. First pitch to the righty, Jose Torres. He's a called strike top of the zone. That's a slider at 85, and the count goes to 0-1. They existed as a semi-professional team for a really long time, up until the 1980s again. The 0-1 pitch. Torres takes low and away. Count evens 1-1. A couple of former professional players played for the team. The 1-1 pitch. Slider misses away, and the count goes to 2-1. Lionel Antoine played for the Dodgers before playing tight end at Southern Illinois and was drafted third overall by the Chicago Bears of the NFL back in 1972. The 2-1 delivery. Torres takes up, and the count goes to 3-1. They also had a player by the name of Nathaniel Puryear, who pitched in the Southern League a couple of times in the mid-1970s, was selected in the second round of the draft in 1976 by the Guardians. 3-1 pitch. Misses off the outside corner for ball four. Torres draws the one-out walk. Brings up the lefty, Tyler Callahan. Shuckers Shuckers trail it 1-0. We're on the top of the third inning. Callahan 0 for 1 today. Pitch home. He waves and misses. Count goes to no balls and one strike. Torres, a short leadoff first. Martinez Jr. holds him on. Check back to first. Not a hard pinkoff throw, just something to get Torres to get back to the bag. He's in plenty of time. The pitch home. This is off the inside corner. The count evens 1-1. 1 run on 3 hits tonight for Chattanooga. Shuckers without a run, without a hit. Still early, though. Wiesner comes home. Runner goes. Pitch misses low. Yerzy's throw to second. Bounces in and out of Murray's glove. And Torres has his second stolen base of the night. Count goes to 2-1. Wiesner about to throw his 40th pitch of the night. A long wait. Now the pitch. Curveball. Cuts the inside corner. Count evens. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wiesner's only struck out one batter tonight. It was Callahan back in the first inning on a curveball. The 2-2 pitch, check swing, pitch on the outside corner. And no go, it's his home plate umpire, Denver Dangerfield. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. Torres will lead off second. Shepard's infield shifts over towards first. Now the 3-2 pitch, fastball called strike 3, inside corner, 93 on the gun. And Wiesner has his second strikeout of the night. 2 away for the righty. Check that. It was the righty Anthony Alford. It's now the switch hitter James Free. And Free steps in from the right side. Alford hurt himself rounding third back in the first inning. Well, now Free switches around and bats from the left side against the righty Wiesner. 2 out, runner on second. Pitch home. Free waves and misses. Takes a healthy hack and a changeup on the inside corner at 85. Count goes down 1-1. 2 out and a runner on second. The 0-1 pitch. Free checks his swing. Doesn't matter. Called strike on the outside corner at 94. Count goes down 0-2. No balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. Wiesner's looking for his 3rd strikeout of the night. The pitch home. Free, takes low. Count goes to 1-2. One ball, 2 strikes, 2 out. 1-0 Chattanooga in the top of the 3rd. The pitch. Free, rolls it back up the middle. Murray at short, charges in. Zamora, the second baseman, grabs it, slings it to first, and it's in time. Retires Free and ends the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. 1 runner left on base. We're through 2.5, and it's 1-0 Chattanooga on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey guys, splash in with the newest attraction at the ballpark, Schooner Splash Zone, presented by Gulf Breeze Landscaping. Schooner Splash Zone offers a safe aquatic experience for kids of all ages with over 20 different water spray features. It includes some big and small nautical-themed features, multiple ground sprays, hey, and even a slide. The Splash Zone is free for all kids to use during the 2024 season, so reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Maurer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Thirsty Thursday presented by PBR, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108 is back. Kick off the weekend with $2 PBR bottles, drafts, hot dogs, and Coca-Cola products. Fans can splash in with $4 draft beer specials on Miller Lite and Coors Light at the first and third base beer gardens. Fans can also cash in on almost 60% savings with the Thirsty Thursday deal, which includes a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers for $16 in advance. Reserve your seats today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Right in and throwing Julian Aguiar back to the hill for Chattanooga. Left-handed hitting, Andy Yerzy steps in for the first time tonight. Aguiar fires his first pitch of the inning. Yerzy lifts it down the right field line. It's foul. Ooh, it looked maybe fair for a moment. Not fouled by much. First base umpire Elliot Melton with the call. The count goes to 0-1. He hit it hard. .104 off the bat. Just took foul. Not a lot of grass between ball and foul line. Count of no balls and one strike. Yerzy's 1-for-10 on the year with three strikeouts. The 0-1 delivery. Called strike at the knees, and the count goes to no balls and two strikes. That was Aguiar's 32nd pitch of the night. He's thrown just 12 out of the zone. 0-2 delivery. Yerzy pops it foul behind home plate and out of play. Count stays at 0-2. Aguiar last time out. Did not use his four-seam fastball a lot, threw it just five times. But he's used it a healthy amount tonight. It's been 94-95. 0-2 pitch. Yerzy takes off the inside corner. Curveball at 81. Count it one ball and two strikes. Aguiar delivers. Yerzy checks his swing and a curveball low. Third base umpire says he does not go. And the count's even, two balls and two strikes. Lamar Sparks is on deck. Comes back to the top of the order. Lookouts up 1-0. Aguiar comes home. Yerzy takes low and inside. And the count goes to 3-2. He's worked a good at bat. Three balls, two strikes, nobody out. 1-0 Chattanooga in the last of the third. Righty Julian Aguiar kicks and delivers. Yerzy lifts it into left center. Thompson over, and it's down for a base hit. Yerzy gets a single. He torched that. 94 off the bat. Shockers have their first hit of the night. Brings up the righty Lamar Sparks. Sparks hitting 152 on the season. Yerzy off first. Aguiar delivers. Sparks takes up and in, and the count goes to 1-0. One on, nobody out. Checkers have a leadoff man on for the first time tonight. A game where they trail 1-0. The 1-0 delivery. Sparks rolls it to short. Torres grabs it, feeds Callahan at second for one. The turn to first in time. The 6-4-3 double play erases Yerzy off the base pass. And now two away for the lefty, Carlos Rodriguez. Chattanooga turns their Southern League leading 12th double play of the year. Lefty Rodriguez up at the top of the order. Struck out looking on a fastball back in the first. The pitch home. Rodriguez lifts it foul down the third base line out of play. Count goes 0-1. Aguiar was originally selected by the Reds in the 12th round of the 2021 draft at Cypress Junior College in California. The 0-1 delivery. He swings and pops it up. Out towards short center. Torres the shortstop out. Rogers the left fielder comes in. It tails towards left center. Rogers makes the catch to end the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. Run for the fourth. Chattanooga leads it 1-0 on the Biloxi Checkers radio network.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Welcome back to Checkers Ballpark in Biloxi. A warm Friday night. Checkers trail it 1-0. We enter the top of the fourth inning. The righty Tyler Wasner back to the hill. He faces the left-handed hitting Austin Callahan. Doubled back in the first. The pitch home. Callahan out in front of a pitch. It's a changeup at 86. The count goes 2-1. Wasner so far tonight has allowed one run on three hits. One walk and two strikeouts. Oh, what a delivery. Callahan waves and misses. Buries a slider on the inside corner. Count goes 2-2. Now came in at 86. Wasner talked about that slider a bit. It's his old curveball grip he learned back in Little League. He's up in the count here. No balls and two strikes. Yerzy sets up inside. Pitch home. Curveball lifted towards left center. Rodriguez over. Center fielder makes the grab. Callahan's retired for the out. One away, and it brings up the right-handed hitting Justice Thompson. Thompson's 0-for-1 tonight. Fought to center back in the first inning. 1-0 Chattanooga in the top of the fourth. Brady Wasner works first base side of the rubber. Takes a deep breath. Now comes home. Fastball misses away. And the count goes to 1-0. By the way, time for a check of the OWA Parks and Resort scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. They are delayed in Birmingham between the M Braves and the Birmingham Barons. 1-0 pitch. Misses away. And the count goes to 2-0. Have not started yet. Hurston Waldrop's getting the start for the M Braves. One of Atlanta's top pitching prospects. Elsewhere, Smokies up 1-0 on Montgomery. Pitch home, lifted towards center, down for a base hit. Slider came in at 85. Thompson hit it back up the middle at 94 off the bat. He's his fourth hit of the series. And the left-handed hitting Austin Hendrick comes up. Just to finish out the scoreboard, it's 1-0 Tennessee, bottom five, top of the fifth inning. Rocket City up 4-0 on Pensacola. And again, delayed between the M Braves and the Birmingham Barons at Regions Field. Hendrick in from the left side was hit by a pitch on the top of the foot back in the second. Wasner fires. Just misses off the inside corner. Changeup at 86. And the count goes to 1-0. Thompson takes his lead off first. Murray, the shortstop, shifts up the middle. Pitch home. Lifted down the right field line. It curls towards the pole. Sparks over, and it drops down into the first row foul. Count evens 1-1. That was Wasner's 54th pitch of the night. He had a lengthy first inning. Since then, a quick second really helped pat down the pitch count. 1-1 here to Hendrick. Pitch home. Hendrick waves and misses at a curveball. And the count goes to 1-2. One ball, two strikes, one out. Now pitch home. Runner goes. Wave and a miss. Throw to second. Murray the tag. Not in time. Hendrick strikes out in the curveball. Thompson swipes second. That's the third stolen base tonight for Chattanooga. It's the third strikeout for Wasner. And now two out for the righty Miguel Hernandez. Hernandez grounded into a double play back in the second. Two out, runner on second. Shockers trailed 1-0 in the fourth. Wasner delivers. Hernandez takes strike one. First ball at 78. And the count goes 2-1. Oh, one delivery. Lifted towards left center. Rodriguez charges over into the alleyway with Campbell, and it drops down for a base hit, rolls to the wall. Thompson scores. Hernandez to second. It's an RBI double, and it's 2-0 Chattanooga. Hernandez drives in his first of the year. That was off the bat at 103 miles an hour. Left-handed hitting Jack Rogers comes up. Now five hits tonight for Chattanooga. Rogers 0-1 today. The pitch home. Fastball. Called strike inside corner. Count goes to 0-1. Chattanooga got one in the first and an RBI double from Anthony Elford. They have three extra base hits today. All of them doubles. 0-1 pitch. Is a called strike, top of the zone with a changeup at 86. They count at no balls and two strikes. The 0-2 pitch. Curveball misses low. They count at 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Wasner stares in, and Rogers calls time and steps out. Now Wasner, still standing on the rubber, ready to go, awaits Rogers. He steps back in. Now the 1-2 pitch, wave and a miss. A big 81-mile-an-hour curveball from Wasner. And he finishes out the inning. He has four strikeouts tonight. Three of them have come on that curveball. One run, two hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. We're through three and a half, and it's 2-0 Chattanooga on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey guys, Trey Bobin, head groundskeeper of Biloxi Shuckers. Rep the Shuckers all season long with T-Shirt Tuesday at Shuckers Ballpark. Be one of the first 250 through the gates during every Tuesday home game and receive a special Shuckers T-shirt. Each Tuesday features a different design, so you don't want to miss out. Reserve your tickets today at Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Be the all-star of your team with the suite experience at the ballpark. With an indoor air-conditioned hospitality area and outdoor seating, a suite is the perfect way to entertain clients, reward employees, or bring your group out for a night of Biloxi Shuckers baseball. For more information and to reserve your suite, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Pups to the ballpark with Bark in the Park during select Wednesday home games throughout the 2024 season. Fans and their four-legged friends can purchase tickets for $15 in advance and sit in dog-friendly sections 117 and 119. For more information and tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Ethan Murray digs in from the right side against the righty Julian Aguiar. Bottom four, Shuckers trail it 2-0. First pitch is a front door slider for strike one. Javik Blake back alongside you. It's a warm Friday night in Biloxi. Starting to feel like summer. The pitch home. Murray lifts it foul. First base side out of play. The count goes 0-2. Shuckers tonight honoring the old Biloxi Dodgers of the Southern Negro Leagues. Specialty themed jerseys tonight. Pitch home, misses away, and the count goes to 1-2. Shuckers hoping for some runs right now. They have just one hit tonight against the righty Aguiar. The 1-2 pitch. Murray lifts it out to right. Hendrick back on it towards the corner. And it hits off him. Deflects out of play. He flips over the railing. And it's called foul. And manager Joe Arolt's out in a hurry. Mellon waited until the very last moment to call that foul. And Arolt's out in a hurry. Hendrick was crossing over the foul line. And it hit off his glove, hit the ground, and got out of play. If it was fair, it would have been a ground rule double for Murray. Arolt right now is asking if there can be a check with home plate umpire Denver Dangerfield. It was a very late call. Hendrick had already almost flipped over the short wall that's maybe about 2.5 feet high and right. And we're getting another look on our monitor. And oh my, it was close. The entire Shuckers bullpen pointed fair. They were one of the closest ones to it. But it's a foul ball. Count at 1-2 to the righty Murray. The pitch home. He tips it foul at the plate. Count at 1-2. That is the second ball that very close to being fair for the Biloxi Shuckers. Andy Yerzy had one that hit right next to the right field line back in the third inning. Murray just did it right there. Shuckers trail it 2-0 in the fourth. The 1-2 pitch. Murray pops it foul. First base side out of play. Count stays at 1-2. One ball, two strikes, nobody out. Pitch home. Murray pops it up right side of the infield. Callahan, the second baseman, has a beat on it. Frito calls him off the first baseman, and he makes the catch for the first down. By the way, fans, time to take 10 seconds for station ID on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruising. WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport. The flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Ernesto Martinez Jr. steps in from the left side. One out, nobody on. The pitch home. He takes a strike on the outside corner. The count goes to 0-1. Martinez Jr. lined into a fielder's choice back in the first inning. The 0-1 pitch. He takes low and the count evens 1-1. He smashed it back up the middle. Deflected in and out of Jose Torres's mitt. The shortstop, he's right behind second. Drop to his feet. Ethan Murray, you had to wait for a moment just to make sure that if Torres caught it, he didn't get doubled off. But because he did that, Torres was able to feed it to second pretty quickly for the out. The 1-1 delivery. Martinez Jr. spirals it foul. Third base side and out of play. Count of 1-2. One ball, two strikes, one out. We're on the bottom of the fourth inning. Shuckers trail it 2-0. Aguirre delivers. Martinez Jr. takes low. And the count evens 2-2. That was Aguirre's 52nd pitch of the night. Both him and Tyler Wagner have looked good so far. The 2-2 pitch. Martinez throws it foul back to the screen. The count stays at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one away. Now the pitch home. Martinez Jr. tips it foul in a Yanks mitt for strike three. Third strikeout of the day for Aguiar. It's Martinez Jr. the changeup, and up comes Tristan Dearden. Dearden struck out back in the first inning, making his first appearance in a Shuckers uniform tonight. Pitch home. Misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. Dearden spent all of last year in AAA after one of the best AA seasons you'll ever see in 2022 with the Corpus Christi Hooks. The 1-0 pitch. Dearden takes a strike on the outside corner, and the count evens 1-1. In 92 games, the Hooks hit 20 homers, hit .324, had a .411 OBP and a .1027 OPS. The pitch home. He takes a curveball low, and the count goes to 2-1. He had 57 extra base hits in 92 games. And your Joe Arolt, a bit familiar with Dearden, managed against him back when Dearden was in the low A East in 2021. Pitch home. He checks his swing. And it's a strike. As he goes around, home plate umpire Denver Dangerfield. It was a slider at 84, and the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. The low A East, what the Carolina League now is. 2-2 pitch. Dearden chases the fastball up and away. And it's back-to-back strikeouts for Aguirre. He's got 4 shutout innings. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. And it's 2-0 Chattanooga after 4 on Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives with same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi. Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
This is Rochelle with Healing Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Healing Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Healing Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Tyler Wasner's into the fifth inning for his second start in 3 this year. And he comes home with the first pitch to Eric Yang. It's a curveball for strike one. Travick Blake back with you. Shuckers trailed by a 2-0 score. 2 runs on 5 hits tonight. 3 extra base hits for Chattanooga. 0-1 pitch misses low. And the count evens 1-1. Yang in the 9th spot in this order. 0-1 today. Grounded out to first back in the 3rd inning. The 1-1 pitch. Yang takes up and in. And the count goes to 2 balls and 1 strike. That was a sinker at 92 from Wasner. Now the 2-1 delivery. Called strike outside corner. Fastball at 93. And the count evens 2-2. Wasner's allowed just two runs tonight. He's limited free passes, just one walk and one hit batter. So far this year, he's walked two and hit one in 14 innings. The pitch home. Misses low. Bounces into Yerzy's mitt. Deflects off it. Count goes to 3-2. It's one of the biggest things as a pitcher. If you're Wasner, hits are one thing, but limiting free passes, a very big thing. And just one entering today. 3-2. Pitch home. Dribbled up the third baseline. Wasner off the mound. Bare hands. It lops it to first. It's high and wide. And by Martinez Jr. down the right field line and Yang over to second. It's an E1. Sixth error of the year by the Shuckers. And now a runner on second with nobody out for the righty Jose Torres. By the way, fans, you can join in the broadcast with the Text the Booth line. Text the Booth at 601-514-0776, and we'll say hello. Already a big hello to Ben and Will Anderson watching from Sparta, Tennessee tonight. The pitch home. Torres shows bunt, pulls back, and the count goes to 1-0. Also a big hello to George in Grand Ridge, Florida. He's been tuning in a lot this week. Thanks much for joining us, George. Again, the number to text 601-514-0776. The pitch home. That's a curveball on the inside corner at 78. The count evens 1-1. Torres has reached base twice tonight. Singled in the first, walked in the third, and also has sprinkled in two stolen bases. Wasner delivers. Again, bunt shown. Placed out in front of home plate. Yerzy picks it up. Fires to first. Yangs to third on the sack bunt. Now one away with the runner on third for the lefty, Tyler Callahan. Callahan's 0-for-2 tonight with two strikeouts. Strikeout here would be big for Wasner. Allow him to get out of the inning with a flyout, not allow a run. Two nothing Chattanooga. Pitch home. Pops the mitt in the inside corner. Strike one at 92. Wasner has four strikeouts tonight, up to 19 on the season. Now the 0-1 pitch. Callahan takes the strike on the inside corner. And the count goes to 0-2. Wasner entered today with 15 strikeouts, tied for the third most in the Southern League. The 0-2 pitch. Callahan takes up. And the count goes to 1-2. One ball, two strikes, one out. Yang, a short lead off third. Now the pitch. Curveball. Checks his swing. Misses low. Third base umpire Trey Chester says he does not go. And the count evens 2-2. That was one of the harder curveballs tonight from Wasner. 82. 14 inches of drop. Pitch also moved 9 inches back in towards Callahan. Real good metrics on it from Wasner. It's a pitch he's used a lot tonight. The 2-2 pitch. Callahan waves and misses. He goes fishing and another curveball low. He's 0-for-3 tonight with 3 strikeouts. And that's 4 strikeouts tonight in the curveball for Wasner. 2 out. Runner on third and the switch hitter James Free digs in. He's in from the left side against the righty Wasner. That's 20 strikeouts this year for Wasner. Comes the first Shuckers pitcher this year to get to 20. The pitch to Free. He waves and misses. Slider off the inside corner at 81. Count goes to 0-1. That inside corner against lefties for Wasner has been his bread and butter tonight, whether it's the slider or the curveball. It's looked real good. 0-1 the count. The pitch home. Free, lifts it out to left. Campbell jogs over towards the line, now sprints back, and it drops in for a base hit near the 325 sign. Yang scores. Free to second with a double. And it's 3-0 Chattanooga. That ball moved back a lot more than anybody thought. It's Free's first RBI of the night. Drives in Yang. For Free, that's his third RBI of the season. Checkers pitching coach Will Sheerholz now out to the mound. But Campbell at first looked like he thought that ball was going to nestle right near him. And then all of a sudden it kept carrying and carrying and carrying. The wind tonight blowing in from right, hitting the second deck of the ballpark behind home plate, shooting out to left, and it got up into the jet stream and just kept carrying. So now Austin Callahan's up. Checkers trail it 3-0 in the top of the fifth inning. Sam Carlson starting to get warm in the Checkers bullpen. The pitch to the lefty, Callahan. It's a curveball, and it's a called strike one. That one at 77 from Wasner. That pitch is alternated anywhere between 77, 76 on the low side and up to the low 80s on the high side. He's used it a lot here in the last two innings. 0-1 pitch. Curveball chops foul towards the seats on the first base side. Trickles towards the Checkers bullpen. Counter, no balls and two strikes. No balls, two strikes, two out. Wiesner trying to work out of the fifth inning. He comes home. Callahan waves and misses. Pinch in the dirt ears. He smothers it up. Slaps the tag on Callahan. And that ends the inning. Another strikeout of that curveball from Wiesner. Six strikeouts tonight. Five of them on the curveball. One run, one hit, one error. One runner left on base. We're through four and a half, and it's 3-0 Chattanooga. Back after this, the Checkers Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. Jackson Rainey, assistant groundskeeper of the Biloxi Checkers. Celebrate your next birthday Checker style at the ballpark. Packages are available for all ages to create your best birthday party. All parties include 10 tickets and 10 food vouchers. The celebration continues with a special Checkers birthday gift and a pregame video board recognition. For more information and to schedule your Shucktastic party, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. I can make a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows it's how I get my grill on.
Checkers fans, Kaneko Sausage is the exclusive sausage supplier and hot dog provider of the Biloxi Checkers. Find them at your next trip to the ballpark, your local grocer, or visit them today at KanekaSausage.com.
It's how I get my grill on.
Switch hitter Noah Campbell steps in from the left side against the righty Julian Aguiar. On the bottom of the fifth inning, Checkers trail it. 3-0 score. First pitch misses inside and bounces into Eric Yang's mitt. Count goes to 1-0. You're just joining us. Chattanooga has scored in three of their five innings at the plate. One in the first, one in the fourth, one more in the fifth. 1-0 pitch. Campbell takes a changeup on the outside corner for a strike. And the count evens 1-1. He's 0-1 tonight. Flunked to center back in the second inning. The pitch home. Misses up and away. Count goes to 2-1. 2-1 pitch. He takes up. Count goes to 3-1. Shuckers right now would love some base runners. They've had just three all night, a fielder's choice, a walk, and a single. Nobody's reached second. 3-1 delivery. Called strike on the outside corner with a fastball, and the count goes to 3-2. Pitch home. Campbell waves and misses. Took a big hack at a fastball at 92 right down the pipe. 5 strikeouts tonight for Aguiar. 3 in a row going back to last inning. Righty Freddy Zamora stands in. 1 out, nobody on. 3-0 Chattanooga. Zamora digs in from the right side. The pitch home. He takes a strike on the outside corner. And the count goes to 0-1. The 0-1 delivery. Zamora waves and misses. Takes another healthy hack at a fastball. 93 top of the zone. Count goes to 0-2. The 0-2 pitch. Lifted out to left. Rogers back on it towards the warning track. He runs out of room and it's gone. Zamora's second of the year gets Biloxi on the board. It's 3-1. He's hit 2 homers this year and both of them have gone to the same exact spot. Right to the left of the big Renova roofing billboard behind the 350 sign. This one goes 89 off the bat, 332 feet. And the Shuckers on the board in a big way. The pitch home to Xavier Warren is fouled back. And the count goes to 0-1. That wind and jet stream out to left really making balls fly that way tonight. The 0-1 pitch. Warren pops it straight up. Out to left center. Torres the shortstop. Out Rogers the left fielder. And he calls everybody off. Takes one more step in. Makes the catch. Retires Warren for the second out. It brings up the lefty Andy Yerzy. Yerzy in from the left side. He singled back in the third inning. Pitch home. He rolls it back up the middle. Off the mound on a hop to Torres. It's short. He fires to first. It's in time. Yerzy smashed it. 108 off the bat. Only problem. Right to Torres. It's short. One run, one hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. Freddie Zamora gets Biloxi on the board. We end to the top of the sixth inning. 3-1 Chattanooga. On the Shuckers Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's. We're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
Friendly's have got some life. It's 3-1. We into the top of the sixth inning. Freddy Zamora, his second homer of the year, just got Biloxi on the board in the bottom of the fifth inning. The Shuckers trail it 3-1. Tyler Wiesner done for the day after five innings. And in comes the righty, Sam Carlson. Faces the righty, Justice Thompson. Big righty Carlson kicks and fires home. Delivers a fastball low, and the count goes to 1-0. Final line tonight for Wiesner. Gives up three runs, two of them earned. One walk, seven strikeouts. The pitch home. Misses low and away, and the count goes to 2-0. Check that, six strikeouts tonight from Wiesner. Five of them on the curveball, and he throws 80 pitches. 2-0 the count to Thompson. He misses low, and the count goes to three balls and no strikes. Carlson makes his fifth appearance of the year. He has been tremendous out of the Biloxi bullpen. 4 1/3 scoreless innings to start the year. Two walks and three strikeouts. 3-0 pitch. Thompson swinging 3-0, fouls it back. The count goes to 3-1. Randy Carlson fires home. Thompson fouls it off the instep of his front foot. Count goes to 3-2. Carlson stands in at 6'4", 240 pounds from Savage, Minnesota. He's made a real good impression to start his tenure in the Brewers organization. Signed this offseason as a free agent. 3-2 pitch. Thompson pops it foul, first base side out of play. Count stays at 3-2. Brewers signed him after he elected free agency at the end of his tenure with the Seattle Mariners organization. The 3-2 pitch. Thompson rolls it back up the middle. It hits off the mound, bounces up the middle, under Zamora's glove at second. It sputters towards the outfield. Murray, the shortstop, there to grab it. It goes down as an E4. Shuckers' second error of the night. The lefty, Austin Hendrick, comes up. Hendrick 0-for-1 tonight, struck out in a curveball back in the fourth. He's hit by a pitch back in the second. Righty Carlson with a man on and nobody out. Waits for a moment, now comes home. First pitch to the lefty Hendrick, a called strike one. Change up on the outside corner. Kind of no balls and one strike. Carlson holds the unique distinction on this Shuckers team as probably the most internet famous out of anybody. Check back to first. Thompson slides back in safely. Sam Carlson started his TikTok while he was in the Mariners organization with the Everett Aqua Sox. He said he started using TikTok a lot back during COVID. And he was pretty good at it. He has over 800,000 followers on TikTok. The 0-1 pitch. Hendrick hammers it foul down the left field line. The count goes to 0-2. He said the reason why he picked it up was that during the COVID year, there was no minor league baseball. So he started making some videos. Season was canceled. He wanted something fun to do. Making TikToks was the thing. It's actually funny. A couple different people in the Shuckers office followed him. The 0-2 delivery misses off the inside corner, and the count goes to 1-2. And then all of a sudden, here's this guy named Sam Carlson, who you follow on TikTok and happens to be on the opening day roster. He said one of the big things is it brings kids out to the ballpark, and he always loves when he's able to bring more people out and bring more people to baseball. The 1-2 pitch. Hendrick rolls it back up the middle. Murray gets it behind the second base bag. Taps second. Fires to first. Retires Hendrick. And it's a double play. Two away. Brings up the righty, Miguel Hernandez. Time for a check of the Owa Parks and Resort scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. At the big league level, the Brewers up 1-0 on the St. Louis Cardinals in the top of the third inning. Elsewhere, bottom seven, Augusta up 3-0 on the Carolina Mudcats. The pitch home to Hernandez. Wave and a miss. Barrels in a fastball at 96. The count goes 10-1. Bottom of the sixth inning in AAA, Nashville and Omaha are knotted at one. And in the bottom of the third inning, my goodness, the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers are all over the Cedar Rapids Colonels. It's 12-1. The 0-1 pitch. Hernandez hammers it down the third base line by Warren, and it rolls towards the corner. Campbell chases after it. Hernandez rounds first, heads towards second. Campbell picks it up. Hernandez, a big turnaround second, and he hits the brakes. His second double of the night. Both of them have been smashed. This one off the bat at 104. And now, runner on second with two away for the left-handed hitting Jack Rogers. Rogers is 0 for 2 tonight. Struck out on a curveball last time up in the fourth inning. Checkers trail it 3-1. Top of the sixth inning. Checkers trying to extend their win streak to 7 in a row. Lookouts looking for their first road win of the year. The pitch to Rogers. Wave and a miss. Fastball at 95. And the count goes 0-1. Checkers enter today winners of 6 in a row. One of three teams in minor league baseball with a win streak of at least 5. Other two, the Arkansas Travelers and the Quad Cities River Bandits, both tied for the longest active streak in minor league baseball. It's 7 consecutive wins. The 0-1 pitch. Rogers takes away, and the count evens 1-1. The Travelers, AA affiliate of the Seattle Mariners in the Texas League. Well, the River Bandits, the high A affiliate, the Kansas City Royals in the Midwest League. 1-1, the count to Rogers. Hernandez takes his leadoff second. Checkers infield shifts over. Pitch home. Misses away. The count goes to 2-1. There's a big hole between Xavier Warren, who's maybe 15 feet off the third base bag, and Ethan Murray, the shortstop, who is right behind the second base bag, up the middle. The 2-1 pitch. Rogers tips it foul in a jersey's mitt. The count evens 2 balls and 2 strikes. Two balls, 2 strikes, 2 out. And a runner on second in the top of the sixth inning. Carlson looking to work out of a jam. He comes home. Misses up in the count. Goes to 3 balls and 2 strikes. Three balls, 2 strikes, 2 out. Carlson looks at second, now comes home. Lifted foul. Third base side out of the ballpark. We'll do it again. Carlson about to throw his 20th pitch of the inning. We're onto a 7th pitch in this at-bat in this battle between Jack Rogers and Sam Carlson. Another 3-2 pitch. Misses away, and he loses. Brings up the right-handed hitting Eric Yang. As Nick Merkel starts to get warm in the Checkers bullpen. Yang's 0 for 2 today. Reaching an error back last inning. It's 3-1 Chattanooga, top of the sixth inning. Carlson comes home. Just misses off the inside corner on an 80-mile-an-hour slider. Count goes to 1-0. Carlson looks at second, rears back, fires home. Pounds in a fastball on the inside black at 92. The count evens at 1-1. This is the Lookouts team that's looking for their first road win of the year. One of just three teams in Double-A. Check that, four in minor league baseball, one of two in Double-A without a road win. The other one is the Wichita Wind Surge in the Texas League. 1-1 pitch, punched foul, first base side out of play. Count goes to 1-2. The one of three portion in Double-A was that the Lookouts were one of three in Double-A with a 200 or under average entering today. That's been raised. They have seven hits tonight. Count at 1-2. Carlson trying to work out a 2-on. Pitch home. Rolled first base side. Foul towards the bullpen. Backhanded play made by Justin King, who's playing protector with Darian Miller warming up in the bullpen. Being the bullpen catcher with Nick Merkel. 1-2. Carlson comes set. Now the pitch. Fastball. Just misses away. He thought he had strike three. Took four steps back towards the dugout. Now that was close. 96 in the gun. Count now at 2-2. Rogers at first. Hernandez at second. Now the 2-2 pitch. Fastball misses low, and the count goes full. That was at 94. And again, did not miss by much. See what he cranks up with here. 3-2. Hernandez at second. Rogers at first. Both will be off with the pitch. Carlson delivers. Runners go. It's roped down the left field line, and foul. We'll do it again. 96 in, 95 out. And everybody resets. Hernandez back to second. Rogers back to first. Carlson about to throw his 28th pitch of the inning. Part of an 8th pitch of this at-bat. Pitch, runners go. Fouled back to the on-deck circle. What a play from Jose Torres. The on-deck hitter for the Lookouts. Just stuck up his hand and almost like a magnet was attached to it. Ball went right to it. Hands it off to a young fan in the stands. And the young fan hands it off to another young fan. What a nice gesture from that young man right there. The 3-2 pitch, runners go. Gang rolls it right side of the infield. Zamora gets him on the back of the infield at second, fires the first. It's in time. And that ends the inning. No runs, one hit, one error, and two runners left on base. We're through 5.5, and it's 3-1 Chattanooga. Back after this, the Shockers Radio Network.
Brew Crew Tuesdays, presented by Coors Light, are back at the ballpark for the 2024 Shuckers season. Splash in with a 20-ounce souvenir tumbler for $13 with $7 refills at the first and third base beer gardens. Reserve your tickets and join the fun today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Come to the ballpark and join the Shuckers for the best fireworks show on the coast after every Friday home game. Each fireworks show will showcase the best fireworks on the coast with unique music, themes, and colors, and make the perfect Friday for the whole family. Blast off with fun at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
9-1-2 due up in the order for Biloxi against the righty Julian Aguiar. Shuckers trail the Lookouts 3-1. Bottom of the sixth inning. Chapek Lake back with you on the Shuckers Radio Network. First pitch of the inning. Sparks chaps it back up the middle. Callahan to his right, backhands it, fires across his body. Not in time, and Sparks beats it out for the single. Sparks a lot of speed. Callahan had to range over. Loved it up the middle, and his momentum carried him about halfway to third before he tried to sling it over. And the Shuckers bring up the tying run in the lefty Carlos Rodriguez. Aguiar's looked good tonight, though. That's just the third hit he's allowed for the top 30 Reds prospect. Now time called. A ball squirts out of the dugout. Performance coach Francisco Rodriguez hands it off to a bat boy. The pitch home. Rodriguez takes a strike on the outside corner, and the count goes 0-1. He's 0-2 tonight. Struck out looking in the first, and flew to left in the third. Aguiar delivers. Rodriguez lifts it to left center. Thompson over into the alleyway, and one hops him. Back-to-back singles, and Ethan Murray comes up as the go-ahead run. Catcher Eric Yang comes out to talk to Aguiar. Chattanooga has Jake Gozo up in the bullpen. 6'5" right-hander. Yang departs back to the plate. The mound meeting disperses. Big situation right now. Aguiar is about to throw his 75th pitch of the night. Shuckers trail it 3-1. 2-1, nobody out. Last of the sixth inning. The pitch home. Murray takes a slider, checks his swing, but goes a bit too far. Hit strike one. Murray's 0-1 tonight. He walked back in the first. The 0-1 pitch. He swings and loops it out to right. In comes Hendrick, and he makes the catch. Rodriguez bluffs a tag towards third, and it's a strong throw from Hendrick. Murray lines out to right. Brings up Ernesto Martinez Jr. from the left side. Had the big-time home run to extend the lead to 3-0 last night. He's 0-2 today. Rodriguez at first. Sparks at second. 3-1 lookouts in the last of the sixth inning. Aguiar delivers. Both runners go. It misses low and inside. Throw to third. Not in time. The double steal works to perfection. Rodriguez to second. Sparks to third. And now the tying runs in scoring position with one away. It Sparks his third stolen base of the year. It's the second of the season for Rodriguez. Shuckers now have 17 as a team. The number 16 and 17, two big ones. Gozo continues to get warm. Martinez Jr. a single away from tying this up. 1-0 pitch. He swings and clobbers it down the right field line. It curls towards the bullpen. Hendrick after it towards the bullpen. He makes the catch. Sparks tags from third. Throw home on one hop to Yang. Sight! He gets around the tag, and it's 3-2. Jose Moreno quickly out of the dugout for Chattanooga. Not happy with the call. It was a gun from Hendrick in right. No hop. A beeline to Yang's mitt. He went to make the tag. Sparks curled his body around and just touched home. And Moreno continues to chat with home plate umpire Denver Dangerfield. For Martinez Jr., that's his eighth RBI of the year, and Moreno continues to chat, and Dangerfield has thrown him out of this ballgame. Continues to talk. Third base umpire Trey Chester is in just to stand between Moreno and Dangerfield, and Moreno is back to the dugout. And now out comes pitching coach Todd Naskadov, and we'll see whether or not this is to remove Aguiar from the ballgame or just a mound meeting. Right now, it's just a mound meeting. RBI sack fly from Ernesto Martinez Jr. has made it a 3-2 game. And now Justin Tiernan, who landed at Gulfport Airport about 4 hours ago to join the Shuckers, is up in his organizational debut. He's 0-for-2 tonight with two strikeouts, but a single here would tie the game. Dearden steps in, very back of the left-handed box. Shuckers down 3-2, but they've scored two unanswered. Aguiar delivers. Dearden takes a strike at the knees, and the count goes 0-1. Aguiar trying to get through six innings. Jake Gozo has continued to warm in the bullpen for Chattanooga. The 0-1 pitch misses inside, and the count evens 1-1. Changeup at 83. That was Aguiar's 80th pitch of the night. Chattanooga 3, Biloxi 2. The pitch home. Dearden taps it foul off his back foot. The count goes to 1-2. Dearden met many of his teammates stretching on the foul line about 20 minutes before first pitch. 1-2 pitch misses up. The count evens at 2-2. There is a good chance he does not know who is who on this team. But as is minor league baseball, he landed about 2 hours before first pitch, thrust into the lineup, and he's here in a big-time situation. 2-2 pitch. Dearden ropes it down the right field line. It's there, and it rolls towards the corner. Rodriguez scores. Dearden rounds first. The helmet's off, and he rounds second. Hendrick fishes it out. He slides into third with a triple. No! He is told to go back to second. The entire Shuckers bullpen is up in arms. Hendrick went after it, and Joe Arold is out of the dugout in a hurry. That was a very, very late call to tell Hendrick that the ball was out of play and that Dearden has to go back to second. A very, very late call. Jose Moreno was just thrown out of this game a minute ago. And Arolt's out of the dugout. And now the umpires come together. Dick Schofield, the game planning coach for Chattanooga, is ready to take Aguiar out of the game no matter what. It's 3-3. And Justin Dearden, who again landed at Gulfport Airport 20 minutes from the ballpark about 4 hours ago, just tied the game. Aguiar out. Jake Gozo comes in, and the umpiring crew continues to discuss. The question right now is, and they do call it a ground rule double. The question was whether or not Hendrick went for it before the ball, when the ball was out of play, before putting his hands up. Aguiar out, Gozo in, and we'll take a break. It's 3-3.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations, Exit 41 in Woolmarket and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Welcome back to Biloxi. It's 3-3, and Justin Dearden is at second after a game-tying double. First pitch from Jake Gozo misses up and away to the switch hitter Noah Campbell. Shuckers just tied it on an RBI double from Justin Dearden. He thought it was a trip, but rattled around in the corner, and the call was that Austin Hendrick did not go for the baseball after it went out of play and simply put his hands up. 1-0 pitch, wave and a miss at a changeup low, and the count evens 1-1. Manager Jose Moreno for the Lookouts has already been ejected from this game. Shuckers have scored three unanswered to tie this up. Now a chance to take the lead with Dearden at second. The 1-1 pitch. Campbell takes off the inside corner, and the count goes to 2-1. Gozo, right-handed arm, comes home. Campbell nubs it foul back to the screen, and the count evens 2-2. Gozo makes his third appearance of the year. He's allowed two runs on two hits in three innings with two walks and three strikeouts. Campbell at the plate 0-for-2 tonight. The Shuckers have come alive. Three hits in the inning, and they've scored twice. The 2-2 pitch. Campbell rolls it first base side, free, backhands it. Fires to Gozo. Campbell slides. Out. Gozo just beats him to the bag. And it ends a wild inning in Biloxi. The Shuckers score two runs on three hits. No errors and one runner left on base. A lot of action, and the Shuckers have it tied up through six. The Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
This is Billy Adams with the Biloxi Shuckers. Bring your community partners together and use Biloxi Shuckers Baseball as an exciting way to raise funds, bring awareness, and exceed expectations. Select a game date, buy and sell tickets, and promote your night, all with the Shuckers. Sign up today at 228-233-3465 or email the sales team at sales@biloxishuckers.com. Make your night a grand slam today.
Hey, this is Macon McCarter with the Biloxi Shuckers. Book your group outing to a Shuckers game and save. Have a group of 20, 30, 40, or more. Tickets start at $10 for groups of 20 or more. Find the best group outing experience today. For more information and to book your group's outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Named one of Mississippi's must-see music venues by Rolling Stone, the Ground Zero Blues Club in Biloxi is your destination for food, music, events, and more. Located minutes from the ballpark at 814 Howard Avenue in Biloxi, hit a home run at the Ground Zero Blues Club. For more information and upcoming acts, visit groundzerobiloxi.com or call 228-910-6600. Ground Zero Blues Club, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Top of the seventh inning, and the Shuckers and Lookouts knotted at three. David Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Sam Carlson out, and the righty Nick Merkel enters the game. Merkel, a right-handed arm, faces the top of the order for Chattanooga. Starts off with the righty Jose Torres. The pitch home. Torres waves and misses at a big curveball. Count goes to 1-1. Final line for Carlson. He goes an inning, gives up one hit, no runs, one walk, and no strikeouts. Pitch home, pops foul behind home plate, out of play. And the count quickly goes to no balls and two strikes. Carlson also throws 29 pitches. Foul balls brought to you by Glass Doctor, whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage. Call Glass Doctor today at 228-641-9167. The 0-2 delivery. Curveball lifted to short. Murray's there. One away, and it brings up the lefty, Tyler Callahan. Merkel makes his fifth appearance of the year. He's allowed four runs, two of them earned in five innings, one walk, and six strikeouts. Lefty Callahan up, pitch up, chopped right side of the infield. Two hops to Zamora. At second, he fires to first, a bit wide. Martinez Jr. handles it. And now two away for the switch hitter, James Free. By the way, a big hello to Kane, who's listening in from work tonight in Ocean Springs. A big hello to the Meekers, who are tuning in from Wexford, Pennsylvania. And the Callahans tuning in tonight from Lincoln, Nebraska. Switch hitter, James Free, up from the left side with two away. Knotted at three, top of the seventh inning. Merkel delivers. Misses low. Count goes to 1-0. The changeup at 87. The 1-0 delivery. Free. Lifts it out to left center. Murray back in a hurry from left. Campbell slides in from left and he makes the catch. A sliding grab. Sends us the seventh inning stretch. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. It's time to stretch in Biloxi. 9-3 on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, y'all. This is David Blackwell with the Biloxi Shuckers. And on July 3rd, 2023, we announced the Heart of a Shucker Community Fund, which is a charitable initiative that allows for the Biloxi Shuckers to make meaningful contributions to enhance the Gulf Coast community that our team calls home. Throughout the 2024 season, the Shuckers will support and honor military organizations from across the coast prior to each Saturday home game. For more information and to see previous recipients, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hi, this is Hunter Reed, General Manager. Head to the beach for four nights in 2024 as the Biloxi Shuckers transform into the Biloxi Beach Chickens. Named after the fun-loving seagulls that claim the coast beaches as home, the Biloxi Beach Chickens are ready to take flight. Reserve your tickets to paradise for May 25th, June 27th, August 3rd, and August 27th at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey, Shuckers fans, this is Javik Blake, voice here of Biloxi Shuckers, here to remind you that Broussard's Barbershop is located minutes away from the ballpark in downtown Biloxi. The official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and the barber of choice for Shuckers players. Schedule your next cut today at 228-697-3180. Go where the pros go with Broussard's Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Roll out the barrel, we'll have
Franny Zamora stands in against the righty Jake Cazzo. Tied at three. Pitch home. It's a fastball and a called strike one. David Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Gozo came in from Julian Aguiar last inning. Aguiar went 5 2/3 innings, gave up 3 runs on 5 hits. Walked one and struck out 5. 0-1 pitch misses up. Count evens 1-1. Aguiar threw 83 pitches. Shuckers made him work in that sixth inning. The 1-1 pitch. Zamora waves and misses. He's handcuffed on a 94-mile-an-hour heater inside corner. And the count goes to 1-2. Gozo comes set. First base side of the rubber. Pitch home. Wave and a miss. Changeup at 81. One away for the switch hitter, Xavier Warren. Warren's 0 for 2 tonight. Brown out to first and a pop out to left in the fifth. The pitch home. He takes strike one on the inside corner. Another changeup. This one at 83. The 0-1 pitch. Warren rolls it first base side. It's off the bag. Three dives towards the line. Grabs it. Underhands to Gozo. And it's in time. Two away. And the lefty Andy Yerzy comes up. Yerzy's 1 for 2 today. He's hit 2 balls hard. Grounded out to short back in the fifth inning on a ball that was off his bat at 108 miles an hour. Ready, Gozo comes set. Pitch home. Lifted out to right center. Hendrick over, and he makes the running grab to end the inning. Yerzy stung it. 107 off his bat. But right to Hendrick for the out. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. Rough to the eighth. It's 3-3. The Shuckers Radio Network.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives with same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi, Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
This is Rochelle with Hill and Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Hill and Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Hill and Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
This is Brock Wilkin, and you're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
We end at the top of the eighth inning. Nick Merkel back on the hill. Shuckers workouts not at 3. Shuckers have come back from a 3-0 deficit with 3 unanswered runs. Lefty Austin Callahan leads things off in the eighth. Merkel comes home. Callahan takes a slider away. Count goes to 1-0. Merkel's out for his second inning. He's gone multiple innings in one other relief appearance this year. The 1-0 pitch. Wave and a miss. Pitch up and in at 92. And the count evens 1-1. It is a lively Friday night crowd. A lot of fans out in the beach area. A lot of fans in the lower bowl as well. Shuckers have engineered a comeback. Trying to pick up a fourth comeback win in their last five. 1-1 pitch, loop towards center. Rodriguez hustles in on it, and it drops in for a single. Callahan picks up his second hit of the night. Brings up the righty, Justice Thompson. Thompson's 1-for-3 tonight, reaching an E4 back in the sixth inning. Merkel comes home. Thompson nubs it foul first base side. Well, wait a minute. Hugs the grass, and now it stays foul. Martinez Jr. picks it up. Count goes to 1-1. That rolled a long way, about 75 feet up the line. Owen won the count. Thompson singled and scored back in the fourth inning. The 0-1 pitch, curveball, check swing, lifted, right side of the infield. Zamora reaches up, makes the grab. He retires Thompson for the out. He went to short right, went near Jordan. One away for the lefty, Hendrick. Dare we say, here's Zamora. What a nifty play. Got up. One out, one on, and the lefty Austin Hendrick steps in. Murray, the shortstop, chips up the middle. Knotted at 3 in the eighth. Merkel comes home. Misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. The pitch home. Pops foul behind home plate. Out of play. And the count evens 1-1. Merkel comes set. Now the righty comes home. Hendrick takes a curveball and smacks it foul back to the screen. Count goes to 1-2. One ball, two strikes, one away. No pitch. Chopped foul, first base side. Count stays at 1-2. Pitch home. First to check to first. Callahan back in time. One and two the count to Hendrick. He's 0-for-2 today. Grounded into a double play back in the sixth inning. Boy, the Shuckers would love one right here. The 1-2 pitch. Curveball smacked foul first base side. And we'll do it again. Merkel had a quick first inning. About through his 10th pitch in his second inning of work. That'll be just his 17th of the night. The 1-2 pitch, Hendrick serves it towards center. Rodriguez charges in it and one hops him. Callahan moves to second. There a couple seconds before the throw. And two of the first three have reached against Merkel. Brings up the righty, Miguel Hernandez. Hernandez is 2-for-3 today with two hard doubles. 103 off his bat in the fourth, 104 off his bat in the sixth inning. By the way, time to take a look at the OWA Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. The pitcher, Hernandez, misses that inning. And the count goes to 1-0. Final already from Kodak. Tennessee Smokies take down the Montgomery Biscuits 5-1. They're through 8 in Pensacola. Wahoos lead the Trash Pandas 5-4. And there's still in a delay between Birmingham and the Embrace. The pitch, wave and a miss. Count evens 1-1. Fastball at 90 miles an hour from Merkel. One pitch, slider, punch, foul, out of play. Onto the sweet level, first base side, and the fan grabs it. Foul ball brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor at 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. The 1-2 pitch, fouled back, and we'll do it again. Shockers bullpen now moving around. Righty Caleb Bowman starts throwing. Merkel looking for a strikeout. Two on, one out. A tie game in the eighth. The pitch home. Curveball rolled third base side. Warren gets it. Runs to second. Throws to the bag for one. Throw to first. In time. Double play. Warren to Zamora to Martinez Jr. And the Shockers out of the inning with a scoreless top of the eighth. No runs, two hits, no errors. One runner left on base. Shockers a chance to take the lead when we come back on the Shockers Radio Network.
Bring the family to the ballpark for Fun Day Sunday at every Shockers Sunday home game. Kid-friendly events will be available, including pregame autographs, kids run the bases, and a catch on the field after the game. Fans can save over 35% with a Fun Day Sunday package that includes a reserve level seat and a meal voucher. Reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey, Shuckers fans, it's your broadcaster, Javik Blake, here to remind you, as the birthplace of Mardi Gras celebrations in Mississippi, the city of Biloxi and the coast have a special place in the holiday's history. For the 2024 season, the Shockers will take inspiration from the festivities and rebrand as the Biloxi King Kinks on May 11th, June 15th, June 30th, and August 30th. Get your tickets today and join in on the celebration at the Shockers box office or online at BiloxiShockers.com.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
And hitting Lamar Sparks leads things off for Biloxi. On the bottom of the eighth inning, knotted at three. Righty Jake Gozo fires the first pitch home, and it's a slider for strike one on the inside corner. Shockers have scored three unanswered. Tie the game at three. Pitch home. Sparks hammers it foul. First base side out of play. Count goes to no balls and two strikes. Gozo has retired all four batters that he's faced. Came in with a runner on second and two outs in the sixth inning. The Shockers had just tied it up. 0-2 pitch. Wave and a miss and a changeup. 80 miles an hour. Sparks strikes out for the first out. Now brings up the lefty, Carlos Rodriguez. Rodriguez came home to tie the game in the sixth inning. The pitch home. He takes away, and the count goes to 1-0. Shockers, three runs on five hits tonight. Pitch home. He swings and rolls it through the left side for a base hit. Torres, the shortstop, was shifted over, and Rodriguez just bounced it for the big hole. Up comes Ethan Murray. Shuckers have Justin Yeager warming up in the bullpen. Yeager, three saves already. If the Shuckers score, it'll be a Pafford EMS save opportunity in the top of the ninth inning. And a chance to take home their seventh straight win. The pitch to the righty, Murray. Misses away with a changeup. Check to first. He does not go. Count goes to 1-0. Murray's 0-for-2 tonight with a walk, pop out, and a hard line out to right. 1-0 pitch. Murray takes a changeup off the inside corner, and the count goes to 2-0. Check back to first. He slings it wide and by three. Rodriguez off to the races. He rounds second. Callahan picks it up and a slide fires to third. And it's cut off by Torres. Rodriguez goes first to third on the E1. And now the tying run. Check that. The go-ahead run is 90 feet away with one out. All Ethan Murray has to do is get it to the outfield. Obviously not short, but medium depth and back. Likely more than enough to score Rodriguez and give the Shuckers a 4-3 lead. One and one the count. The pitch. Checks his swing. Doesn't matter. Called strike on the outside corner at 94. And the count goes to 1-2. Shuckers have won six in a row. Three of those six have been comeback wins. The 1-2 pitch. Murray takes a changeup on the outside corner for strike three. And now two away for Ernesto Martinez Jr. Shuckers tonight 1-for-4 with the runner in scoring position. The runner is on third right now. And a hit from Martinez Jr. would give the Shuckers the lead. Two out, one on. Pitch home. He takes low. Count goes to 1-0. Torres, the shortstop, shifts over. He's positioned right behind second base. Ready goes, delivers. Martinez Jr. chops it foul first base side. And the count evens 1-1. Gozo fires. Martinez Jr. slices it foul. Out of play and off the beer garden on the third base side. Count goes to 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two out. Shuckers scored one in the fifth, two in the sixth to tie it. Trying to take the lead in the eighth. Gozo fires. Misses up. Count evens 2-2. Two pitch. He fouls it back and stays alive. On to his sixth pitch in the at-bat. Martinez Jr., team-leading 8 RBIs this year. He needs a single or better to get his ninth. 2-2 pitch. He takes away. Count goes full. The changeup at 82. Three balls, two strikes, two out. The righty Jake Gozo against the lefty Ernesto Martinez Jr. Here we go. 3-2 pitch. He hammers it in the center. Down for a base hit. Rodriguez scores, and it's 4-3 to Lexington. 11 off his bat, his second RBI of the night. Ninth of the season, and it's 4-3. And up comes the left-handed hitting Justin Dearden. He tied it up with a double down the right field line in the sixth. Gozo delivers. Dearden clubs it into right center, down for a base hit. Martinez Jr. stops at second, and it's a multi-hit performance in his organizational debut. And nobody is up in the Chattanooga bullpen. Jake Gozo has led up three hits to the last four batters. And up comes Noah Campbell. Eric Yang, the catcher, out for a meeting. And now the Chattanooga bullpen gets warm. Yang back behind the plate. Shockers 4, Chattanooga 3. Dearden at first, Martinez Jr. at second. Two outs in the bottom of the eighth inning. Gozo fires. Misses low. Yang blocks it up. It gets by him. Martinez Jr. off to third. Yang has it. Throws to third. It's by Hernandez. Martinez Jr. turns and burns. He comes home, and it's 5-3. Shockers have taken advantage of two errors in the inning from Chattanooga, and they have a two-run lead. Dearden's at second. Martinez Jr. advances to third on the wild pitch. Comes home on the E2. Now, he was going to be safe either way. He ran into Miguel Hernandez on the way home. Interference was called. So no matter what, he was crossing the plate. 1-0, the count to Campbell. Pitch home. He pops it foul, third base side. It tails out of play. The count evens 1-1. Shockers lead it 5-3. Pitch home. Misses up. Count goes to 2-1. One delivery. Campbell fouls it back, and the count evens 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two out. Shockers lead it 5-3 in the last of the eighth inning. Gozo delivers. Campbell takes up. Count goes to 3-2. Owen Holt is up in the bullpen for Chattanooga, right-handed arm. 3-2 pitch. Campbell takes low. And now two on with two out for the righty Freddie Zamora. And Gozo still in the game. He stares out towards the bullpen. And game planning coach Dick Schofield is out to the mound. Gozo took a long, hard look at the dugout. And in comes Owen Holt. Out goes the righty, Jake Gozo. Shockers lead it 5-3. They've scored two in the eighth inning. Back in a moment on the Shockers Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey, everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
Jake Gozo out of the game after two innings, and in comes the righty Owen Holt to face the righty Freddie Zamora. Shuckers lead it 5-3. Justin Dearden's at second. Noah Campbell's at first. And the righty Zamora digs in. Shuckers have scored two runs in this inning. Both of them have come with two outs. The pitch home. Zamora checks his swing. It was a little more than halfway. The count goes 0-1. Holt on the mound makes his fourth appearance of the year. Has yet to allow a run in four innings with two walks and nine strikeouts. The pitch home. Misses away and the count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. Zamora takes away, and the count goes to 2-1. He's 1-for-3 tonight, and a solo shot back in the fifth inning. It's 5-3 Biloxi, last of the eighth inning. 2-1 pitch. Zamora lifts it down the right field line, free the first baseman out. Into foul territory, makes the catch, and it ends the inning. But not before Biloxi sends seven to the plate. They score two runs on three hits, two errors, and strand two. Drop to the ninth. Shuckers lead it 5-3. Justin Yeager in for the save when we come back on the Shuckers Radio Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details. This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey, this is Mason Fitzpatrick, Senior Account Executive with the Biloxi Shuckers. The Cloud 7 Skybox at the ballpark offers an upscale indoor-outdoor baseball experience. Enjoy great views from the suite level of the ballpark while dining on delicious food and unlimited beverage service in an air-conditioned lounge throughout Shuckers home games. For more information to book your group outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
For the ninth inning, and it's a Pafford EMS save opportunity. In comes Justin Yeager. Shuckers lead it 5-3. Save opportunities, as always, brought to you by Pafford EMS. Visit them today at PaffordEMS.com. He walks into the chain by Fleetwood Mac and faces the lefty, Jack Rogers. in the eighth spot in this order. Shuckers lead it 5-3. They've scored five unanswered. First pitch of the inning misses up and away. And the count goes to 1-0. Yeager comes in for the righty Nick Merkel, who goes two scoreless innings, gives up two hits on 22 pitches. 1-0 delivery. Called a strike. Slider at 85, and the count evens 1-1. Yeager this year, four appearances, one unearned run allowed, and 4 2/3 innings. Pitch home. Chopped first base side foul, and the count goes to 1-2. One walk, four strikeouts, and Yeager's 3 of 3 in save opportunities. Shuckers lead it 5-3 in the top of the ninth inning. Trying to close out their seventh straight win. Yeager comes up, fouled back to the screen. The count stays at 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Rogers ropes it foul, first base side. Do it again. Rogers 0-2 tonight. Struck out in the fourth, walked in the sixth. 1-2 delivery. Misses low. Slider at 89. He counts even 2-2. Yeager comes in. Now the pitch. Yes, misses away. Slider at 84. And if it missed, it didn't miss by much. Three balls, two strikes, nobody out. Pitch home. Rogers waves and misses. Slider at 85, one away, and up comes the righty Eric Yang. Gives us chance, 10 seconds, station ID, Shunker's Radio Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Justin Yeager fires home, and he misses up and away to the righty Eric Yang. Count one ball and no strikes. Shuckers up 5-3. One out, nobody on. Top of the ninth inning. The pitch home. Misses low. And the count goes to 2-0. Yang's 0-3 tonight. Reaching an error. Came around to score in the fifth inning. This is the last time Chattanooga scored. All three runs came against the starter, Tyler Wiesner. 2-0 pitch. Rides up. Count goes to 3-0. Shuckers bullpen, which has been excellent all season long, has continued to be excellent tonight. Yet to allow a run. They've allowed just one run all series, one earned run. 3-0 pitch. Slider misses away. And Yang earns a walk. Brings up the righty Jose Torres. Shuckers trying to lock down their seventh straight win. Yeager comes set. Now pitch. Torres fouls it back. The count goes to 0-1. The 0-1 pitch. Torres fouls it straight back again. Count goes to no balls and two strikes. No balls, two strikes, one out. Here comes Yeager. Fastball rides up. Count goes to 1-2. Takes his lead off first. Now Yeager comes home. Wave and a miss. 24 inches of ride, 92 top of the zone. Good luck trying to hand that thing two away. Lefty Tyler Callahan steps up. That is a filthy fastball from Yeager. Shockers one out away from a series win. Callahan at the very back of the left-handed box. Pitch home. Called strike on the inside corner. The count goes to 0-1. Yang off first. Shockers up 5-3 in the ninth. The 0-1 pitch. Yang off. Wave and a miss. Yang swipes second. But it's a runner that, in the whole scheme of things, does not matter. Shockers up by two. Yeager, one strike away. The 0-2 pitch. Foul back will do it again. Shockers have scored five unanswered. They trail by 3-0 after 4.5. Pitching's been terrific. Offense came alive late. Now the 0-2 pitch. Misses low, and the count goes to 1-2. That was a slider at 87. One-two pitch. Backs him up off the inside corner. Fastball at 95. And the count evens 2-2. Two-two pitch. Tips foul in and out of Yerzy's glove. Count stays at 2-2. That was a weird play. It hit off the ground, off Yerzy's glove, and then popped up in the air. He snagged it, but it hit the ground first. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Over 3,000 on hand tonight, getting to their feet. Yeager comes home. Misses low and inside on a slider at 85. The count goes full. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Top of the ninth inning. Shockers up 5-3. Yeager fires. Tips foul towards the Shockers dugout into the seats. Count stays full. Yang off second. Yeager stares in, shakes off the first sign. Now gets the one he likes. 3-2 pitch. Wave and a miss. 87 mile an hour slider. And it's seven in a row. Justin Yeager, his fourth save of the year. Another comeback win. Shockers score five unanswered. And they win it 5-3. They've won seven consecutive games. Yeager ends it with three strikeouts in the ninth inning. Shockers pitching staff, nine strikeouts as a whole. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. David Blackwell will be joined momentarily by our Ground Zero Blues Club player of the game. A lot of options tonight. Ernesto Martinez Jr. gave the Shockers the lead and then came home to give the Shockers some insurance. Justin Dearden, a two-hit game in his first game in the Brewers organization. And how about the Biloxi Shockers? 9-4 to start the year. They take the series against Chattanooga. And the Shockers improved to 6-1 at home. David Blackwell's down on the field, and he's joined by who else? A guy who's turned himself into electric television the past couple of days, and Ernesto Martinez Jr. It's time to send it down to the field. David Blackwell and Ernesto Martinez Jr.
All right, start fans. How about that game tonight? shut off the skill in center field last night. The fans were clamoring for him to play the game last night. So we made sure to make sure it happened tonight. Tell us about that game. Tell us about your approach there tonight, Beck, and how it feels playing in front of this crowd tonight.
Oh, it felt great. This all I needed to finish the game. That's what's been pushing me. This amazing crowd, amazing fans. And center field, I played 2021. Joe gave me the chance to play center field. I was like, just give me the glove. I'm like, I got the job done once again. So, okay.
Hey, it was a great game. It was a great time. I think you escaped the power bat. That's pretty impressive. You want to give him a little bit more time to catch up and come get you, or what? All right. Go Shuckers. Okay.
Big thank you to Ernesto Martinez Jr., our Ground Zero Blues Club player of the game. The Shuckers win it by a 5-3 final. We'll be back next to wrap it all up in the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. This is Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, this is Macon with the Biloxi Shuckers. Treat your youth team to an MVP experience with the Shuckers Field of Dreams package, perfect for your youth baseball and softball players. Your package includes taking the field with the Shuckers for the national anthem, a team photo, food vouchers, and recognition on the video board. For more information and to schedule your outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Join the Shuckers in honoring servicemen and women on Military Wednesday at the ballpark. At every Wednesday home game, all military personnel can receive a $3 discount on dugout, box, and reserve level tickets. The Shuckers will also honor military members with their special military-themed alternate jerseys. For game times, schedules, and tickets, visit the Shuckers box office and BiloxiShuckers.com.
We're back with the action. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever?
That's right, Jim. With an irresistible taste and zero sugar, Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any sports fan. So make sure you... Wait, Jim, I didn't mean try it right now. We're still on the air.
Best Coke ever? Take a taste, Jen.
Really?
No, not right now, Jen. We got a game to call.
Brand new Shuckers Shop is your destination for all Shuckers, King Cakes, and Beach Chickens merchandise. Doubling in size this past offseason, make sure to stop by for hats, apparels, novelties, and more. Visit the shop at the ballpark or visit them online at shuckers.milbstore.com.
It's time to wrap up today's action. Welcome inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. Let's send it back to the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM.
Welcome back inside the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth. Shane Vic Blake alongside you. As a reminder, Ground Zero Blues Club, the official postgame hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers. Visit them today, groundzerobiloxi.com. Shuckers win it by a 5-3 final over the Chattanooga Lookouts. They've won each of the first four games in this series, and they've run their win streak to 7 in a row. They're now 9-4 on the season and 6-1 on home turf. Lookouts, meanwhile, dropped to 3-9 to start the year, 0-7 on the road. Shuckers get 5 runs on 8 hits and 2 errors for Chattanooga, 3 runs on 9 hits with 2 errors. And that game takes 2 hours and 29 minutes in front of 3,169 on a Fireworks Friday. That's what you hear going off out in the outfield right now. But 3,169, a real great crowd. And the Shuckers gave them a lot to cheer about late. Chattanooga took an early lead. They scored their first run of the game in the first inning. Anthony Alford, an RBI double. He was then thrown out trying to get to home on a double from Austin Callahan. Pulled up late around third, ended up lying on his back halfway between third and home. We certainly hope everything's okay with Alford, a guy who found his way back to the United States playing after spending two years in Korea with the KT Wiz, back in the red system. But he did get the RBI single, gave Chattanooga the 1-0 lead. In the fourth inning, Miguel Hernandez, an RBI double, smoked in the left center, 103 off the bat, gave Chattanooga a 2-0 lead. And in the fifth inning, James Free, an RBI double, made it a 3-0 game. But then the Shuckers come in the comeback trail starting in the bottom of the fifth inning. Freddy Zamora, a solo shot to left center, a second homer of the year, and it's his second homer. Both of them gone to the same exact spot, just to the left of the Renova roofing billboard that's just beyond the 350 sign in left center. That made it a 3-1 game. Then in the sixth inning, Ernesto Martinez Jr. hit a fly ball to right that curled into foul territory. Lamar Sparks then tagged from third and swam around Eric Yang's tag to get home and make it a 3-2 game. Jose Moreno, manager of the Chattanooga Lookouts Ball Club, was thrown out after the sacrifice fly. He thought Yang got him. Then on the very next at-bat, Justin Dearden, in his first game in the Brewers organization, laced a double down the right field line. Now, at first, everybody thought it was a triple. Austin Hendrick reached for it, then put his hands up, then grabbed the baseball and threw it in. When he put his hands up, the umpires ruled that that was the point in which it was a ground rule double, despite him going after the ball. In that case, Dearden went back to second. Either way, the Shuckers still tied the game. By the time the game ended, did not matter. Shuckers were able to get two in the eighth inning. Ernesto Martinez Jr., an RBI single back up the middle. He then scored on a wild pitch that pushed him to third, and an Eric Yang throw to third that got into left field to make it a 5-3 game. Then in the ninth inning, Justin Yeager struck out three of the four batters he faced, worked around a walk, and got the Shuckers a 5-3 win. Nick Merkel, the win, improves to 2-1 on the season. Jake Gozo, the loss, falls to 0-1, while Justin Yeager picks up his fourth save of the season. We'll take a break when we come back. Time to take a look at the Omaha Parks and Resorts scoreboard update and give a final update from Shuckers Ballpark.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvett Street in Biloxi.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives with same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi. Biloxi, Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
Welcome back inside the Ground Zero Blues Club post-game show. Live from the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth in Biloxi. Travis Blake alongside you. Ground Zero Blues Club Biloxi, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers. Visit them today, 814 Howard Avenue in Biloxi. The kitchen open until 10 o'clock on Saturdays. The bar closes at 11 o'clock tonight, so you still got some time to head on down to Ground Zero Blues Club. Find them today at groundzerobiloxi.com, located at 814 Howard Avenue in Biloxi. Shuckers win it by a 5-3 final. Five runs, eight hits, two errors for Biloxi. Three runs, nine hits, and two errors for the Lookouts. Nick Merkel gets the win and improves to 2-1, while Jake Gozo gets the loss, falls to 0-1. And Justin Yeager picks up his fourth save of the year in a game that takes 2 hours and 29 minutes in front of a healthy and loud crowd of 3,169 on the night. Lookouts fall to 3-9 on the year. They're now 0-7 away from AT&T Field in Chattanooga. Shuckers, meanwhile, 7 in a row on the win column, 9-4 on the year, and 6-1 at home. Around the Southern League, one postponement, M-Braves and Birmingham rained out tonight. They'll make it up with two tomorrow. First pitch in Game 1 set for 4:30 Central Time. Meanwhile, final from earlier today, the Tennessee Smokies take down the Montgomery Biscuits by a 5-1 final. Shuckers now up by two games in the division over Montgomery. Pensacola wins it 5-4 over Rocket City. Meanwhile, in the Brewers organization, the Big League Club in action against the St. Louis Cardinals. They're through 7, and the Brewers lead it 1-0. Pitching has been real good tonight. Freddy Peralta got the start for the crew. 7 strikeouts, just 2 walks over 6 innings. Elsewhere in the organization, it was all Timber Rattlers all night long. They're 3 outs away from a win, 13-3 over the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Wisconsin scored 8 runs in the first inning, 3 in the second, 1 in the third to put up 12 before they recorded 9 outs on the night. Elsewhere, Carolina comes back and wins it with 5 runs in the top of the ninth inning, a 5-3 win over the Augusta Green Jackets. Mudcats now at 11-2 to start the season. Nashville, meanwhile, wins it with 2 unanswered runs, 1 in the seventh, 1 in the eighth. They take down the Omaha Storm Chasers by a 3-2 final. Here, the Shuckers win it by a 5-3 final over the Chattanooga Lookouts. The Shuckers now at 9-4 to start the year. Shuckers will go for 8 in a row tomorrow. 6:05 first pitch against the Lookouts. The righty T.J. Shook gets the start for Biloxi against the righty Chase Petty, one of the top arms in this organization for the Cincinnati Reds. He's 0-1 with a 9.72 ERA on the year. Meanwhile, T.J. Shook 0-1 on the season, but Shook does have a 4.15 ERA. Petty, by the way, the 5th highest-ranked player in the Reds organization by MLB Pipeline. He is the 3rd-ranked pitcher behind Rhett Lauder and Connor Phillips in the Reds org. Should be a fun pitching matchup tomorrow night. 6:05 first pitch. We'll be on air with pregame at 5:45 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Again, final score, Shuckers 5, Lookouts 3. The Shuckers have won 7 in a row. For all of us at the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network, I'm J.B. Blake saying so long. We'll talk to you tomorrow. 5:45 pregame, Shuckers Radio Network. Have a great night.
This has been a presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM. For news, stats, schedules, tickets, merch.